Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm back with Jim Thompson, founder of the Positive Coaching Alliance and Liberty Mutual's Responsible Sports Program spokesman. I'm also here with my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn. We're here to talk about how kids can get the most out of youth sports.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Lisa.
Good to be back.
Hi,
with you guys.
Welcome back. Now, tell us a little bit about this program. It's sponsored by Liberty Mutual, and it's called the Responsible Sports Program.
Right. We at Positive Coaching Alliance are really excited about this collaboration. Liberty Mutual decided that they wanted to do something to help improve youth sports, which is what Positive Coaching Alliance is also all about, to make youth sports a positive character-building experience for kids. And so Liberty Mutual created a website, responsiblesports.com, that has a number of features that can benefit coaches, parents, and youth sports leaders. One feature I really like is the online guides for parents and coaches, which have lots of really great tools that that any coach or any parent can use to help their kid get the most out of sports.
Can you give me an example of a tool?
Sure. The idea behind a responsible coach is someone who certainly is trying to win on the scoreboard, but also sees the benefit of sports to help kids become better people. And, you know, especially in the world we're in now, the ability to bounce back from setbacks, bounce back from mistakes is a huge idea, and sports is a great place where kids can learn that. So one of the tools that in both the online parent guide and the online coach guide is a mistake ritual. What happens when a kid is out on the field playing softball, hard grounder to shortstop, shortstop cleanly fields it, throws it over the first baseman's head. Oh, man, made a mistake in front of, let my team down, in front of the parents and everybody. What we found, and this is a good basis in sports psychology, we want kids to focus on the things they can control. Once you've made a mistake, you can't control that anymore. So we encourage coaches to have a mistake ritual. You look over at the coach, and instead of the coach throwing his clipboard down, turning away, pounding his head, he could just make a flushing sound, like you're flushing that mistake down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And teammates, if it becomes a team mistake ritual, the teammates can say, hey, don't worry, Julie, flush it, we'll get the next one.
Mm-hmm.
What that helps the kid do is to reset, so that they're not living in the past thinking about, oh, how could I have made such a stupid mistake as to throw the ball way over the first baseman's head. They're
mm-hmm.
reset, getting ready for the next play.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Patrick, I just wanted him to jump in and say a few things about rituals. I know that Patrick's a big fan of rituals.
Well, it's so important. I mean, Jim, we've had 1,100 people or 1,100 sports parents complete our survey. I think 40% of them said that letting go of mistakes is one of the challenges that their kids have. So that is so critical. And obviously, young kids don't have the maturity, very difficult for them to keep that emotional control. So I think that's so important, that idea of helping kids let go of mistakes. And a lot of times I find that it's from the expectations that the kids have going into the game. It's almost as like there's unwritten rules that mistakes are bad, or that you're not allowed to make mistakes that kids take into the game. So one of our approaches is, you know, I like the idea of flushing the mistake down the toilet, but we also talk to parents about helping kids manage the expectations that they have going into the game so that they can so they don't set themselves up for feeling frustrated or feeling like they're underperforming in some way.
Yeah, you know, Patrick, I think it's not just kids who have problems with mistakes. We tend to be in a perfectionist culture, mm-hmm. and I know sometimes when I coach and I tell my players, first thing, especially with youth players, when I first started coaching, I would say, is it okay to make a mistake? And they'd all go, no. Say, well, that's your first mistake. It is okay to make a mistake. So part of setting expectations is saying mistakes are going to happen. Nobody plays a perfect game, and I want you to be aggressive. I want you to go after the play. If you make a mistake, then we'll flush it, we'll flick it off, whatever the mistake ritual is, and then we'll get ready for the next one. So that the kids are enthusiastic, they're aggressive, they can't wait to get out there because they're not thinking about making mistakes, worrying about making mistakes then. They're looking forward to making the play. And then when they do make the mistake, they have support from their teammates and their coaches and ideally their parents to reset, to get ready for the next play. And what we've found from coaches around the country, good to hear that you say that about the 40% of the parents who responded. We hear from coaches all around the country who now use a mistake ritual that their kids are more aggressive, they're having more fun, and because they're not worried about making mistakes, they make fewer mistakes.
What about the kids that check out? We've found that we've had a lot of parents say, once my athlete makes a mistake or two, they check out of the game. What do you instruct the coaches how to handle that, where the kid's just so distraught he can't let go of that mistake? Is that something where they get taken out of the game and sat down and talked to, or are they coaches, you instruct coaches for them to work through that? How do you approach the situation where they can't use the ritual and that you can just see a change in their game and their demeanor?
Right. Well, I think this is a situation where the repetition and the setting of the culture takes place over time. Some people are more tightly wound than others and more nervous, and some are a little bit cooler. But everybody, I think, is susceptible to getting down on themselves if they make a crucial mistake. So it really is about setting a team culture that one of the ideas on both the coach and the parent online guides is this idea of mastery. And we talk about the Elm Tree of Mastery, where Elm stands for E for effort, L for learning, M for bouncing back from mistakes. And that the goal is one goal is to try to win on the scoreboard. Another goal is to increase your mastery. And if you're giving your best effort every time, then you're a winner. So you're going to find some kids that have trouble in any given situation are going to shrink when they make that mistake. But over the course of a season, if you really build this in, you'll see that less and less. And oftentimes, I think, and this is why we call it a team mistake ritual, sometimes when you get that encouragement from your teammates, that can be even more important than getting it from the coach. Hey, that's okay, Billy. We'll get it back. Focus on the next play.
Well, now, this was I kind of interrupted you. You were talking about some of the tools that the Responsible Sports Program offers, and one of them was this one tool. Any other ones that you'd highlight?
Well, one that I really like that works for both parents and coaches, but is especially powerful for parents, is what we call "You're the kind of person who" statements, and this can be around a disappointment or a setback. A kid makes a mistake, team ends up losing the game. And a way of helping shape a child's self-image is to say something like, you know, I'm sure you're disappointed that you didn't make that play at the end of the game. But one of the things I like about you is that you're the kind of person who, and then you fill it in with something that is geared towards, again, the mastery approach rather than winning on the scoreboard. So you're, one of the things I like about you is you're the kind of person who doesn't give up easily. One of the things I like about you is you're the kind of person who will bounce back. And so, you know, the child, the first time they hear that, they may be thinking, I am. but you begin to help them shape their view of themselves as somebody who doesn't give up easily. And again, the tools like the mistake ritual are ways for them to crawl back in to the competition. Lisa, one thing I want to say about the online guides, Liberty Mutual has put money where their mouth is in this area, and they have $2,500 grants for youth sports organizations. There are 20 of them that are available over the next few months. And the way youth sports organizations qualify for those grants is by getting their parents and coaches to sign up for these online guides.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really win-win. The individuals who go through those online guides are going to learn a lot about coaching kids or helping their, as a sports parent, helping your kid do better. And at the same time, they can then designate their league or their club, and the organizations get the most people going through these guides qualify then for the $2,500 grants that can be used for equipment or anything the league needs.
Now, isn't there something coming up right now in terms of distribution of that, or is that for the coach nominations?
No, that's going on right now, and if you it's a rolling schedule. So if your listeners go to responsiblesports.com,
mm-hmm.
they'll see the procedure for how to qualify their organization, and for individuals to go online and designate the organization. And if you miss this go round, there'll be another one coming up in a few months.
Hmm. Well, any other tools that are on the website that you'd highlight?
Well, one that I really like is what we call the buddy system. A big idea in the model of coaching that Positive Coaching Alliance has developed, and it's part of the ResponsibleSports.com guides, is that everybody has an emotional tank. It's like the gas tank in a car, and when your gas tank is empty, you're not going to drive very far. When your emotional tank is drained, you're not going to play your best. And, you know, kids can come to practice, and they, you know, didn't do well on a test. A teacher yelled at them. They had a fight with their boyfriend or girlfriend. All kinds of things can then cause them to come to practice or a game with a low tank. And then they make a mistake, coach yells at them, all those things drain your tank, and it's really hard to be at your very best when you have an empty emotional tank. So we teach in these online guides, talk about ways that you can fill a kid's emotional tank, thanking them, expressing appreciation. And we don't want, again, just like the mistake ritual should be a team mistake ritual, we don't want this to just be the coach's responsibility to fill the tanks of their players. So the buddy system is a way to get it as part of the team culture. And so you introduce this concept of the emotional tank, similarly to what I've talked about here, so the kids understand it. And then you say, okay, we're going to do a drill now. And I want you to do two things when we do this drill. One is I want you to try to do the drill as well as you can. But secondly, I want you to pair up with a buddy. And while we're doing this drill, I want you to look for opportunities to fill the emotional tank of your buddy by, you know, recognizing when they've done something well, encouraging, and those kinds of things. Now, what typically happens the first time you do it is the kids are focusing on the drill and they forget about filling anybody's emotional tank. So you have a quick team meeting afterwards, say, okay, we did that drill. Who got your tank filled by your buddy? And then maybe the first time it's like, oh, I forgot. But that's okay. You have these kids for the whole season. So the idea of the emotional tank and using the buddy system again and again, okay, I want you to pair up today with somebody you haven't paired up with, somebody you didn't pair up with last week. And we're going to work on filling each other's emotional tanks while we're shooting free throws, while we're running the bases, while we're kicking the soccer ball, et cetera. So by the end of the season, the kids understand this concept of the emotional tank, and they become adept at filling each other's emotional tank. What you end up with in a situation like that is a team of players who really don't want the season to end, and they're really sad when it's over, not because they may have lost the last game of the season, but because they were in a situation that really endorsed them. And The other part of this is, of course, you know, responsible sports is about trying to win on the scoreboard and teaching life lessons. And in the world of business, in the world of education, in basically every profession you're going to consider as an adult, people who fill other people's emotional tanks draw people to them. We all want to work for a supervisor who makes us feel good, fills our emotional tank. So this is both something that will help kids be better athletes and better teammates on their sports team. It'll also help them be better teammates in their workspace and actually in their relationship with their spouse.
Right, that makes sense. Now, we've been talking about the Responsible Sports Program's online guides. I'm curious about how, now, are the guides for both parents and kids, or are they mostly for the parents?
No, there's a separate one for coaches and a separate one for parents. And one of the nice things about it is there's video in here. So when we talk about a mistake ritual, one of the other ideas, we talk about a magic ratio, five tank fillers for every criticism. Criticism tends to drain tanks. So there's video of a high school football coach using these principles with his team.
Mm-hmm.
There's video of a soccer coach using these principles with his soccer players. So it's not just reading about them. You actually can see somebody using these principles.
That's
and
great.
These tools.
Interesting. And are there, is it besides videos, do you have other ways that you impart the information, or is that just one way?
Well, there on the online guides, there's a little quiz at the end that hopefully is like a review. You don't get there's no report to your parents or the principal if you don't do well on it. But it's really an educational vehicle to help coaches and parents, I think 99.99% of whom are well-meaning, want to do the right thing with their kids, but you know, just like we talked about mistakes, they come into it with some, what I would say is some really unhelpful ideas about how to help their kids do well, and these online guides are a way to introduce some new tools and a new way of thinking about sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Patrick, earlier you talked about the letting go of mistakes. One of the reasons I think we as people, as adults, as kids, whatever, have trouble letting go of mistakes is because we attach some symbolic meaning to it. If I make a mistake in a game that costs my team the game, I may feel like I'm a terrible person rather than, oh, I made a mistake in that situation. What can I do to make it better?
Right.
And one of the big ideas for parents is that sports is a great training for life. So step back a little bit. Yeah, you want your kid to do well. You want your kid's team to win on the scoreboard. But take that longer view. Unless you're pretty unusual, your kid is not going to make a living playing sports the rest of their life. Very few people do that. Many times they won't even play on their high school team, but they can learn something from sports that will help them be a better sales rep, be a better policeman, be a better attorney, whatever teacher, whatever profession they're going to take. And I think that notion that sports, there's two components of sports, doing well in the moment and learning something for the rest of one's life, can help parents step back a little bit and ease up on, you know, when their kid makes a mistake, especially if they have some practical tools that they can, you know, Lisa, you asked for other tools. One tool we have is a self-control routine.
Hmm.
Some coaches and some parents just are so tightly wound. They're so nervous and they are hyper-vigilant for the least bit of unfairness towards their child. So if they think the coach isn't playing their kid enough or in the right position, if they think the official is making a call that goes against their child, they're like on a hair trigger. And so, you know, if you have that kind of hair trigger, if you are inclined to spout off in a situation like that, develop a routine saying, okay, when I get upset at something that happened on the field, I'm going to turn away. I'm going to count backwards from 100 to 90. I'm going to take a deep breath. Whatever it is, so that you learn to control yourself just the way we want kids mm-hmm. to learn to control their emotions and retain their composure when things don't go well on the playing field.
Boy, our parents could have used this information.
Yeah. Specifically our father.
Our father. I think more and more parents are looking online today, too, and I think it's a great asset to be able to deliver this information online where they can just go online and search or log into your site or however they access it. And that's one of the reasons we started Kids Sports Psychology, what is basically a training ground as well for parents and kids to learn, you know, positive mental skills that are going to help them not only in their sport, but as you say, later in life as well.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful. It took some really, really bright people doing research to figure out some of the principles of sports psychology, but it's not really rocket science. I mean, the idea of a mistake ritual is something that a coach can teach a six-year-old as well as, a sports psychology consultant working with a world-class swimmer. These principles work well in life. And I remember one of the tools we talk about is effort goals. You want outcome goals. Everybody thinks about, well, I want to win, I want to bat 400, whatever the outcome goal is. And we talk, and on these online guides, we talk about effort goals that are linked to outcome goals. But you can't control the outcome goal, whereas your effort goal you do control. And I remember giving a talk to a group of coaches for a Special Olympics program in Los Angeles, and one of the coaches there was a salesman. And he said he understood exactly what he was talking about, that he knows from past his experience as a sales rep that if he wants to make an extra $1,000 a year, he has to make so many calls. And most of those calls are going to be, he's going to be rejected. He's not going to make the sale. But if he keeps making, and let's say maybe it's 10 or 20 calls to get that extra $1,000, if he makes those calls, one of those things is going to pay off and he's going to be successful. So, again, learning to deal with rejection, with disappointment, with adversity is, I think, one of the biggest things that kids can learn from sports.
And tell me once again the name of the website.
It's responsiblesports.com. I should mention, too, since we're talking about parents, if you go to that, and Positive Coaching Alliance is in various places there, and there's a picture of a new book I've written called Positive Sports Parenting that's about a 60-page book that sort of distills the essence of what we think sports parents can really take away to help their kids have a fantastic experience with sports and then do well and be contributing members of society.
Now, is that something you can download from the website?
No, we're still in the old times of you buy a hard copy book and it comes in the mail.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Jim, you've been really helpful. It's always nice to talk to you.
Well, I enjoy talking to both of you because I learn things in your questions and your responses as well. So it's a pleasure. And, again, I'd encourage any of your listeners to go to responsiblesports.com and take the online guides and help your organization qualify for those grants of $2,500.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks, Jim.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.